It's Marketplace Tech for Tuesday, September 8th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. DVR company TiVo announces earnings today. There was a time in the early 2000s when TiVo was in a lot of homes, on the TV and on the remote. During the television wars that have been waged since, the visibility of the company's brand has waned, but just like a moment on the HBO show Curb Your Enthusiasm, the company had a realization.
It's not just about the TiVo.
What? What else is it about?
What else is it about? It's all of it.
TiVo may not be top of mind, but the company is doing a lot on the back end with its software, Marketplace's Sally Herships reports.
The reason TiVo is still around comes down to three numbers.
TiVo owns what we call the 389 patent.
David Miller is with Topeka Capital Markets. Patent number 389 protects some important TV technology.
The ability to pause, rewind, and replay a live television signal.
So when you rewind an episode of Walking Dead, there's a good chance you're using TiVo's technology and your cable company is paying a licensing fee so you can. Miller says the company has also figured out how to keep up with how we watch TV.
The TiVo product is really the only way to store and record and organize content from all kinds of disparate distribution mechanisms, including the internet.
Last quarter, though, TiVo only had 6 million individual subscribers worldwide. Jeff Baumgartner is with Multichannel News.
That's kind of been their challenge right now, is how to grow the retail side of their business.
Still, TiVo says last quarter subscribers were up 30% more than the year before. I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.
Those who know can spot the signs we are moving oh so slightly from summer into fall. Maybe the pumpkin spice lattes aren't out yet, but Apple's annual hardware event, it's back, baby. What do we expect to see tomorrow? New iPhones that will up the ante by upping the megapixels. Also, something mythic that has been spoken of in hushed tones, not the Loch Ness monster, the new Apple TV. Nilay Patel is editor-in-chief of The Verge.
Instead of making a cohesive TV product where you sign up for a subscription and it streams regular TV to you, they're going to make the Apple TV into a platform that runs its own OS, that has an app store, and then the rumors of the true subscription service that lets you get a bunch of channels. I think that will come a little bit later.
Apple TV in some ways has been like, what, the Chinese democracy of Apple products? It's taken a long time, and they're entering the game, as they have with a couple of products in recent years, pretty late. Are there going to be some challenges there for the company?
I really think that the Marketplace listener appreciates a Guns N' Roses reference on the show. You know, they waited a good long time because it's really hard to disrupt the Comcast and Time Warners of the world. The TV traditionally, the living room has traditionally, you know, stymied every tech company that's tried to enter it. So hopefully Apple can make it where Microsoft hasn't made it, where Sony hasn't made it, where Samsung hasn't made it. This is going to be their opportunity to try to solve it.
Nilay Patel at The Verge. I'll be gone for a couple of days escaping most forms of technology. Tomorrow, you'll get an update on the Apple news from my esteemed colleagues. While Apple fans and media will be craning their necks to catch a glimpse of the new iPhone this week, companies will be looking to capitalize. And as users wander through the world more and more attached to smartphones and headphones, those companies are thinking more and more about audio branding. Little noises that remind the user who they are dealing with. While Pink Floyd's David Gilmour released a song over the summer called Rattle That Lock, it was inspired by a so-called audio logo. Colleen Fahey is at an audio brand company, and she told me this story.
It was the station signal that's part of the audio identity of the French National Railroad, SNCF, and it's known all over France and most of Europe. And he heard it in Aix-en-Provence station, and he held his iPhone up to the speaker, and he recorded it.
What an interesting sound. It's definitely got some instrumentals there, but there's some vocal in there too, right?
Yes, and it's a female voice, and part of that reason is that people are nervous on train stations that they might lose their luggage or they might get on the wrong train. This is an expression of the audio brand that's calming and helps people feel relaxed and maybe anticipatory about their travel experience.
I would imagine that there's some science that backs all of this up, right? That we're sort of Pavlovian in our responses to some of these sounds.
Well, music is a universal language. And if you tell me that your brand stands for calm and relaxation, you might do something like, loo, 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 loo. That's not really science. You would know that that is not a highly energetic, effervescent brand.
You have also made audio logos for Peugeot and for Michelin. Let's listen to one of those, right?
Okay, so that is Michelin. They want to say mobility, innovation, modernity. Play it again and see if you hear sort of the sound of acceleration and maybe somebody going around the corner fast or something like that.
Yeah, I hear the corner.
Yeah.
For sure. But I also hear like a dong, dong, dong.
Right. The mobility part.
How big is this industry, this audio logo and audio branding industry?
It's much bigger in Europe than it is in the United States. They have to deal with more multilingual audiences, and music is understandable no matter what language you speak.
Colleen Fahey is head of U.S. operations for CZM Sun. It's an outfit which makes audio brands or audio logos for companies. Colleen, thank you very much.
It was fun talking to you.
I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.